evening. I'd like to call this special meeting of the Tompkins County Legislature to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call of members. Would the members sit down, please? Ms. Pryor?
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes, they're here. I'm sorry.
Mr. Shinagawa? Mr. Stein?
Here.
Mr. Burbank?
Here.
Ms. Chalk?
Here.
Mr. Dennis?
Here.
Ms. Herrera?
Here.
Ms. Kiefer?
Present.
Mr. Lane?
Here.
Ms. McAsey?
Present.
Mrs. McBean Claiborne?
Present.
Mr. McKenna?
Here.
Mr. Proto?
Here.
Ms. Robertson?
Here. You want to ask for Mr. Shinagawa again?
Here.
Oh. Mr. Shinagawa?
Here.
We have 15 members present.
Thank you. We have one item of business tonight, and I would like to turn it to Jim Dennis, Chair of the Budget, Capital, and Personnel Committee.
Thank you very much, Martha. I have a resolution. It's on your desk. It's resolution number A, ID number 4441, adoption of amendments to the 2014 tentative Tompkins County budget and 2014-2018 capital program, and I would gladly move that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Peter. Joe? Time out?
I think there's a typo in the resolution.
Joe, I was going to do that, but I was hoping some legislator would recognize that, but they didn't. There's a $1 million error. It says in the reso, $44,068,476. It should be $45,068,476. It was a typo, not an error.
I can't be worried. I can't worry myself with such small changes.
All right. So with that well correction, everybody see that on line 13? All right?
It is. Line 13.
All right. Discussion? Motions?
I have a question.
Kathy? Carol?
Average home. Do we usually do more to define what we mean by average?
This is the language we've used over the last several years. It's the $163,000 that we adjusted this year from $160,000 the year before. It's the median value of a single-family home in Tompkins County.
I think I'd like to ask that we amend it to average assessed home. Is that average assessed value? Apparently, there are different figures. The rationale for that was that there are different figures that people see in the newspaper that turns out it's the average sale price of a home, when you look at the homes that have sold recently, is much higher than this. The median value of a home is higher than this. What we're using is the average assessed value on a home. And people see these different figures, and then I've gotten questions about it.
Jim.
Please make a motion if you're going to.
Yes.
And,
my question was what would be the correct wording here? Average assessed value of average assessed value of a home. On line 16, between the words average and home, I'd insert the words assessed value of a.
I actually don't think that's correct. All right. Peter was next. Then I'm going to go to Joe.
Martha, there wasn't a second. Did you move it? Did you move it?
She's asking a question. She's trying to find the right language. So I'm going to go to Peter, then Joe.
Okay, I'd like to ask a question because I'm now concerned about what was said at the last conversation. The word average is always, to my knowledge, meant to be mean, not median. The mean and the median are different. And if it may be the mean, but if it's not the mean, then we should call it the median. So I do you know, Joe, that it is, in fact, the median?
It is the median. Nope. It's the mean. I'm sorry. Kevin is giving me my cues. It is the mean.
Is it really?
And again, because our assessed values are 100% of market values, it's one and the same.
So right. Okay. So as long as it's the mean, I think average is fine. Okay.
I misspoke earlier because I did say median when I defined it.
Okay. Does anybody need a statistic lesson? All right. Mike?
I was just going to suggest, Carol, perhaps you would just substitute the word assessed for valued.
We've already got valued.
Take out valued.
Yeah.
An average home assessed at $163,000.
That works for me. I'll move that.
Is there a second by Pam? Discussion. I mean, assessed means valued. They are this technically the same. Pat?
Actually, if we're talking about making it accessible and understandable to the average person that looks at this, I think the language as it's currently written is clearer. An average home valued at $163,000. If we start putting in language like assessed at, I think that'll just be more confusing. We've used this language repeatedly without any problem, and I think it says exactly what we mean it to use. It's plain language, and I think that's what we should be using as much as possible.
Carol, then Pam.
I noticed this because, what's his name? I don't know how to pronounce it. Elia Casper from IC regularly publishes a figure that's different than this one, so I looked into what's the difference, and it turns out that there's a difference between the – he's citing what have homes sold for and we're homes that have sold, and what we're looking at is the entire database of property on our books, even if it's nobody's putting it up for sale.
Pam?
So I was looking to distinguish that.
If you look at it that way, though, our assessment is based on what houses are actually sold for. So the assessed value reflects that. I mean, it may not be up to the moment when as the latest houses have been sold, but it does reflect that. But I would like to suggest that this changing language does make it a little bit clearer. Because when you just say average home valued at, I mean, it sounds like it's some okay house that's valued. I mean, you know, it's just an average house. There's nothing. We're talking about the value of the house, the average value, the mean that we're talking about. And so we're talking about the assessed value of the house. And I think it's the assessed mean value. And I think that it makes it clear when we say on an average home assessed at $163,000.
Okay, I'm going to allow this. I mean, this conversation about a word on $165 million, is that our total budget, million-dollar budget, is interesting. I'm sure it's not what most taxpayers are curious about. I've got Frank and then Jim and then Peter.
Pat, I'm sorry. I don't disagree with you too often, but in this case, I think assessed is clearer because most people receive a county tax bill, and the language is the same across all towns when they see assessment. Value to me means what I might think a house is worth as opposed to what someone else may think a house is worth or property. So I would suggest we do change it to assess.
Jim?
I'm going to call the question.
Is there a second? Second by Brian. All in favor of calling the question on this amendment, please raise your hand. Opposed? That carries 11 to 4. So the question is, do we change? Now, I'm not sure which word it is. Valued to assessed in line 16, is that right?
Average home assessed.
It should say average home assessed instead of average home valued. If you're in favor of that change, please raise your hand.
Excuse me, please read it again.
Okay. Line 16, resolved further that this action also results in an increase of $14.81 on an average home assessed at $163,000. All in favor of that change, please raise your hand. Opposed? That passes 11 to 4. So assessed is now the word there. Any other conversation? Kevin.
I'm sorry to throw another wrench in this. I just pulled up an email from Jay Franklin way back in early September, and the average price of a home is $192,000. The median price is $163,000. So Joe was right. And I'm sorry I led you guys in the wrong direction. So,
now the
language needs to just, instead of say average home, median home.
Peter?
Yeah, well, okay, that's what I was going to propose, that we change it to median.
All right, is that friendly? Jim?
Yes, undoubtedly.
And actually, yeah, that's a meaningful, absolutely meaningful change. And I thought that was what we usually have done. Okay. All right. Now we got our language straight. How about the numbers? Is there any discussion of the budget itself? You ready to move call a question, Frank?
I may.
Go ahead.
But I wanted to ask a question regarding what's going on Tuesday. There are six propositions on the ballot on Tuesday. Not all of them are monetary, but some are. Beside Proposition 1, which whether it passes or not and may have an effect on our budgets in the future, are any of those propositions potentially, can they potentially affect our budget in 2014? No. I don't think so.
I don't think so, Frank.
Okay. Thank you. Now may I move?
Well, I was kidding, kind of. Pat?
All right.
Are we getting ready to vote on this?
We've got the language straightened out. I wanted to know if there's any discussion or other motions on the budget.
I guess I need to hear now, since we've changed the word to media, where are we putting that? What does it say now?
$14.81 on a median home assessed at $163,000.
I think that's going to raise a lot of questions. If the figure is wrong, I would rather leave the word average in and change the actual figure.
Now, median is 163.
Correct. I'm saying.
So we've just changed.
I'm saying if we should leave average and change the 163 to the actual average.
Here's, if I can just.
If you think about how that reads, who's going to understand that? 1481 on a median home? How many people do you know that are going to say, what's a median home?
All right.
I think that's very unclear.
The relevant issue is that if you want to talk.
I understand the difference.
Okay.
I understand the difference. But I think we've made the language more confusing.
I'm going to ask if Andrew understands this, and that may be all that matters, and he says yes. So I think the point is that people, I know what you're saying. This maybe is a little bit awkward. But I think it's important to benchmark this to the median and not the average. As a statistic, average can be really thrown off by a couple outliers in one direction or another. Median is really a much more, fundamentally correct measure to use so that we're judging where our population is in terms of the price, the sort of middle point of home prices in Tompkins County.
And for nothing else but grammar, the word that precedes median should be A rather than AN. And
yep.
It would probably make more sense to say a median-priced home.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sounds good.
Good.
Friendly.
Good.
We're good with just being friendly.
Oh, good. Does that sound friendly, Jim and Peter?
Yeah, absolutely.
Median-priced home assessed at?
Who is the genius that came up?
It's bordering on unfriendly, but I'm okay with it.
All right. I'm not hearing a lot of number discussion here. Did I have somebody else? Carol?
I have a numbers question. I think we've done a pretty good job here. I understand I'm not asking to put it in this resolution, but I'd just like to know, so I have it in one spot. This is a $45 million property tax levy. What's the total of our annual budget for counting all sources for 2014 with the latest numbers?
170 million.
So for people's property.
Excuse me, but that's not part of this resolution.
I understand
and
that.
And it's not going to be friendly if anyone tries to put
no,
it
no, no, no. I'm not looking
page
to
two, page one, section two in your book. Mike?
Thank you.
I'm ready to call the question. We've talked about it long enough.
Yeah.
Question has been called by Mike. Second by Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All in favor of calling the question on the main motion, please raise your hand. Opposed. Kathy Luce, I don't think I recorded a vote for you. Which, were you opposed or in favor of calling the question?
I said aye.
Oh, so that passes 12-3. It is time to vote now on Resolution A, adoption of amendments to the 2014 tentative Tompkins County budget and 2014-18 capital program.
Is that a roll call vote?
We can have a roll call vote. So with the amendments that we have made in line 13 and 16, lines 13 and 16.
Ms. Pryor?
Is this just on the amendment?
This is
on the
vote on the main motion, on the resolution, which is?
No.
Let me just make sure people understand. So this is to accept a tentative budget, and then it will be... We'll go to the public hearing on November 12th.
No.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Shinagawa?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Burbank?
Yes.
Ms. Jock?
Yes.
Mr. Dennis?
Yes.
Ms. Herrera?
Yes.
Ms. Kiefer?
Yes.
Mr. Lane?
Yes.
Ms. McAsee?
Yes.
Mrs. McBean-Claiborne?
Yes.
Mr. McKenna?
Yes.
Mr. Proto?
Yes.
Ms. Robertson?
Yes.
14 ayes, 1 no.
All right. I would like to ask a question of Jonathan, who disappeared. Joe! Could you explain to us and for the public who may be watching the process that happens from here out, that we have, the hearing, et cetera?
I think so, and I'll need help on dates, but with this vote, you have replaced the budget that I presented to you as a recommendation with your own budget that reflects the amendments that you've made over the course of the expanded budget committee process. So that's now the budget that will go to public hearing. The public hearing will be held on
November 12th, 7 p.m.
There you go.
In this room.
It will then proceed to a vote. The legislature will then be asked to vote on the final budget
of November.
On November 19th.
And a question we often have, I guess Jonathan can explain it to us on November 19th, is about the order of amendments and whether one amendment changes there's always this question about voting. All right. Is there anything else on the process or on what's going on, what happens next? Joe.
Kevin handed out before the meeting the fee schedule that's a part of this budget. I think it's been a while since we've done an updated one of these, and we noticed last week that it's been a little while, so we wanted you to have this in your hands. You have an opportunity to look at it between now and the time you take action on the budget. But there are some, how many hundreds of fees on here?
438.
So we wanted you to have that before it goes to a final vote.
It's missing one department, so I will get an updated one for everyone.
So the budget that we've just approved as the tentative budget includes these fees?
Includes those fees, correct, for 2014.
And those could be subjects for motions when we get to the final vote.
Yes.
All right.
Can I ask a question about that?
Sure.
Which is the department that's missing?
Planning department.
Thank you.
I get a motion to adjourn. Moved by Frank, seconded by Leslin. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you all.